the future. Contrasting will, going to, and present continuous. Will is normally known as the predictive future and describes known facts, or what we suppose is true. For example, I'll be home late this evening. The company will make a profit next year. This can also take the form of an assumption. That'll be Jim at the door. This means that I suppose it's Jim. Will is also used to express an immediate decision. I'll take this one. Decisions expressed with going to refer to a more distant point in the future. Be going to describes intentions or plans. At the moment of speaking, the plans have already been made. For example, I'm going to wait here until Carol gets back. Going to is also used to describe an event whose cause is present or evident. For example, look at that tree. It's going to fall. Present continuous describes fixed arrangements, especially social and travel arrangements. A time reference is usually included. Contrasts between going to and will may be a matter of speaker preference. The first two examples in number one would not seem inappropriate if going to was used, possibly because the sense of the cause is present in the speaker's mind. For example, I will be late home this evening. I'm going to be late home this evening. The company will make a profit next year. The company's going to make a profit next year. Future continuous. This describes an event which will be happening at a future point. For example, come round in the morning, I'll be painting the kitchen. It can also describe events which are going to happen anyway, rather than events which we choose to make happen. For example, I won't bother to fix a time to see you, because I'll be calling into the office anyway several times next week. In some contexts, future continuous also sounds more polite than will. Will you be going to the shops later? If you go, could you get me some potatoes? It can also be used to refer to fixed arrangements and plans. The band will be performing live in Paris this summer.